The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And we must not let one thing the enemy throws at us get us off track, plowing straight toward the standards of God, the will of God, the purpose of God, the kingdom purpose of God through every one of us as individual believers and as a unified in Christ body of Christ, walking in the power and fullness of His Spirit and being fruitful in every way.
James and Betty offer hope as they watch the church stand together in these uncertain times against the devil and his attacks. Next.
Well, Betty and I welcome you to life today. Very important that we understand exactly what's going on in the day in which we live. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I have said for many years that we wanted to call the family in the family room and help them get to know the Father, to know Him in a personal relationship, and to know His heart, His will, and fulfill it. And right now, Betty, we have seen our nation go through a tremendous challenging time. And some people ask, you think this is the judgment of God? Well, I want to be very honest with you, which is what I want to do all the time. But I want to explain it in light of the moment. Now, listen to me, please. What has happened to us is an all-out assault of the enemy against the blessings of God that He wants for everybody. This disease that could have wrecked our lives, not just destroyed health, but economic life, which matters to God. If the Lord, who's our shepherd, knows the challenging times, and in comfort, He assures through the psalmist in that great 23rd Psalm, the Lord, who is our shepherd, leads us in green pastures. That's very important, because if you're dealing with a shepherd and sheep, you want to lead them in the greatest blessing area you can, green pastures, still water, calm storms, comfort in the valley, any valley, even the one of valley of death. Prepare a table and care for us in the presence of all our enemies, including the accuser of the brethren, who accuses 24 hours a day, day and night, every day, accuses everyone. And you can look at the accusations going, especially against people, even in leadership, national leadership even, who are actually trying to help the nation go into green pasture and actually has been succeeding. So if there's an assault on this, if the sheep of the Lord's pasture that He said, I send you into the midst of wolves, but not without His shepherd shadow and watch care. He'll kill a bear for you, a lion. He's going to protect us. So live in that shelter. Live following the shepherd. He wants to provide for us the blessings of life. The rain blesses us, especially when you're a farmer and you're in an agrarian culture where you grow your prosperity, your future, your security, your sustenance. You got to have rain. You got to have fertile ground. You got to know what you're doing. And you got to have the blessings of Almighty. And the rain that falls to bless those that are faithful also falls on the unfaithful. The blessings of God, like the blessing of freedom, blesses everybody, even the unjust. But now, if you turn against that, are you vulnerable to the beasts of the field? Absolutely. The whole Bible talks about that. The whole Old Testament shows that when they walk away from God and they worship the blessings of God or the benefits of that freedom, and they worship even the good things and put them before God, not just the bad things, then they're headed for bondage again, defeat. And that's the cycle throughout history that God, through His Son Jesus and through the redemptive power of the cross and a personal relationship with the Father, through Jesus, the mediator between the Father, God, and man, we can have that relationship with the Father, the Creator, who knows how to grant us everything pertaining to life, godliness, fruitfulness, fullness, peace, joy, meeting every need. That's what the Father wants for us. If we are not in that shelter, then we're vulnerable. Betty, a lot of people are saying, well, did this come on us because our nation is wicked? Well, I don't think any nation has sinned against any more truth than this nation that's been blessed by the blessings of following that truth and the principles of God. We have sinned greatly. But in the last few years, miraculously, would you agree as a homemaker, as a mother, grandmother, great-grandmother now, would you agree that we have taken a positive turn, that the Titanic ship of state has turned away from the catastrophic consequences we were headed straight for, and at least look like we're going in a better direction, where the benefits of freedom have been more prosperity, more jobs, more opportunity? And just so many of the things that are important to us. Have you seen a positive change?
Absolutely. And all of that has taken place, James, is because of the blessings of God.
Absolutely.
He loves everyone He created. He created all of us. And He wants the best for us. And as Christians, I feel like God has opened up the opportunity for us to be strong in Him and to proclaim His truth. Not that we have to all go out and preach it, but we need to live it. He wants us to live it first, and then we'll be able to share it.
That's what I'm seeing begin to happen. I'm seeing people coming together. Listen, I've been preaching nearly 60 years. I've worked with preachers. You've seen come through this studio preachers from every sectarian group within the entire Christian faith world. And they've come in here and they found they were loved, and they love, and they meet others who from a different place, and they find out we're family. And we may have a difference, but we're not going to divide and conquer one another or try to destroy one another. I mean, we're going to try to be a surgeon's skilled hand to maybe offer correction in love, but we're not going to beat each other up. Betty, we're seeing Christian leaders come together. And as a result of that, listen to me, I've watched these Christian leaders come together and try to get God's arms around national leadership. And I've watched our national leadership, and yes, our president and our vice president, and so many in his cabinet that I know who really want the blessings of Almighty God. They really believe there's a Father who knows best, and they want to know what He wants for the benefit of all people. I really do believe that. Now, here's what I see. We could, by the way we were headed, have said, well, you just opened the door to all this. Listen closely. Some people say, well, is this the judgment of God? Let's talk about that. I believe this is an attack, an all-out attack of Satan against the purpose of God being fulfilled in a nation where righteous people, people who know God and are called by His name, have humbled themselves and really prayed to the God above who answers prayer, and they want to see His pleasure, His face, not just His hand, and they've turned from their wicked ways. And one of those wicked ways has been not getting along like a family, not loving each other. So this is changing. And God said, I'll answer your prayers, because here you've got this drought, this worse than a disease effect of death that's going to come from it, and I'll heal your land. Joel said, I will make up for all the devastation, the locusts, and the judgment of bad decisions made when you humble yourselves and pray and you rent your heart, you let your heart be broken, not just your garments. Don't go through a religious facade, but you really want my will. Then I will pour out the former and latter rain. I'll make up to you for the years, all the pestilence and judgment of bad decisions brought on you. I'm going to let you have the blessings of life in all its fullness. That's what He says. So look what happens so you'll understand. God says, my wrath is already revealed against all unrighteousness. You don't have to wait for judgment to come. See, judgment was already coming on our nation unbelievably. The decisions we were making, that we redefine marriage, that we desecrate the preciousness of life, that we change gender, deny the reality of it, that we then allow our own appetites to totally control us, whether addictive substances or whether it's something to try to let us just escape the misery of the day we live or the life we live, to try to find another life that God freely offers through His Son, Jesus. And so we go in all the wrong direction. And in order to maintain that, He says, you don't glorify me as God. You deny my word. You don't accept my standard. This is Romans 1. and you change my truth into a lie, so you're now controlled by all these appetites, both natural and unnatural. Men will fall in love with men, women with women, unnatural sexual attractions. God says that's not natural. It's against nature. I mean, you'll even try to change gender into something that you're not and put people in such incredible danger. And then bring people in to teach your little children that this is normal. I mean, they have transgender people coming and teaching little elementary school children. Men dressed like a woman are saying, this is what I am. You say, God, how could it happen? Well, it happens when you deny God's word. And then look what he says in the very latter part of the chapter. The people, verse 28, they didn't acknowledge God, so he gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, and being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, wickedness, strife, deceit, malice, gossip, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, and disobedient to their parents, without understanding, untrustworthy. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those things and those who practice those things are worthy of death, even a living death, misery, but they not only do them, but they give hearty approval to those who practice them. That means they're being voted in as a law of the land. That's where we were headed. That's been undone. That system of belief is crumbling. And the enemy, the father of lies, the destroyer, the murderer, the accuser, Satan himself, has come full force against the United States of America. And let me just say this. He will be stopped in his tracks. And if China or any other nations encourage this or even enabled it or promoted it in some way or supported it in some way, God says it's going to stop by his power in answer to prayer. And I believe that with all my heart. God wants to use what the enemy meant for destruction for the good and glory of the Lord in the lives of his people and the blessings of God on every person in this nation. It doesn't matter what political stripe you are, what partisan view you have, what theological background you have, God Almighty says, in answer to the people who are my people called by my name, who have done what I want, I am going to pour out my blessings on you in spite of all the enemy does. And you know what we're learning? We're learning how to honor one another. God wants us as the American people, not just Christians who are to love their neighbor as themselves. And by the way, I did call just a few days ago, just a short time back, and I said to the president, sir, I want to thank you and every member of your family for loving your neighbor more than you love yourselves. And I meant it. He knew I meant it. They have lost all their comfort. They are accused 24 hours a day, all of them. And he has never wavered. None of the children have wavered. His wife Melania has not wavered in doing what? Being an answer to the prayer of God's people. And I know for a fact, straight from his lips, and observing him now for 4 years, he wants the very best for every American, and deep in his heart, he believes there's one Father who knows best, and that's God Almighty. And he believes wisdom comes from him. So I'm saying to you, when I know this man wants that, I'm saying to every one of you in the family of God, you pray for our nation's leaders. You pray for our military and their families, that they will guard the freedom that is so precious. It's for freedom. Christ set us free. It's important to God. He set his nation free. He does not want us living in bondage to Pharaoh, Caesar, a king, any emperor, or any Uncle Sam, but God. And I'm telling you, that's where we're headed. And we must not let one thing the enemy throws at us get us off track, plowing straight toward the standards of God, the will of God, the purpose of God, the kingdom purpose of God through every one of us as individual believers and as a unified in Christ body of Christ, walking in the power and fullness of His Spirit and being fruitful in every way. This is the time for the church to rise and shine dressed up in the glory of God. And I am watching it happen. Do you realize that even the care, Betty, that we are showing for one another to try to protect the older, and by the way, the enemy likes to take the older out who have a broader perspective and who really control much of the resources that can take the gospel and the blessings of God to the ends of the earth. But God wants to bless from the children through the teens all the way up through every one of these groups that we divide the people into. He wants to pour His blessings out through every member of His body. And Satan is trying to take out any member of the body of Christ. Nullify our importance. Make you think you don't matter. I want to say to all the older people, you've never mattered more. To the millennials, to the young people, to the boomers, whoever you are. You are members of the body of Christ. God loves you and created you for His kingdom purpose. And in His kingdom purpose is His blessings flowing through you like a river to bless all the people He gave His Son to redeem. I can't say that enough. That's who we bless. The enemy launched a fierce attack. Even the non-believer is going to learn how to protect yourself from germs. Do you realize that while we're fighting this, there may be thousands of people who would have died of this, the ordinary annual flu or some other disease that they're not going to get? Do you realize that we may learn so much about protecting others from something that attacks us that we just become a whole new healthy nation and we can offer that health and that life to the world? That's what America's done. We not only want God to bless America, we want America to bless God and the people He loves. And that's what the church and the believers who love Jesus and who love God with all their heart and who love their neighbor as themselves, and sometimes more than yourself, the military does. Their families love our family and freedom more than their own, or they wouldn't give their life. They pay the ultimate price. Greater love has no man than this. Then you lay down his life for his friends. Sometimes you lay down your way of life for your friends. I personally think the president did that. I really do believe he did. I believe he did as a miraculous answer to prayer. And I believe he knows this. And don't you dare stop praying. And don't you let any power get in control of this country, like this disease or some deceptive, political, manipulative, scheming, deceptive bunch of promises that somebody other than God, that some person or some power can take care of you without God, without responsibility and accountability, and disregarding the truths of God and the principles of God. Don't believe that lie straight out of the pit of hell. I don't care how articulately someone says it. Father, open the eyes of people who have dim vision and the ears of people who don't hear clearly. And God, pour out your Spirit and your blessings on us. Make up to us for all the years the locusts have consumed. And let us be blessed to be a blessing. In Jesus' name, I love what my pastor, Robert Morris, Gateway, says. It's not about getting to be blessed. It's about giving. Blessing others. What a blessing. Bless God. It blesses others. Let His love flow through you, Father. Let that river of your life and love flow freely like never before. Heal our diseases. Restore us. Make up for the years the trespasser took, the attacks took, the enemy took, and pour out your blessings on us and through us in Jesus' name. I want you to listen to our mission director right now, because I know God has spoken to you. What I shared to you is a message for the whole church, the whole nation, and the whole world to hear. What you're about to do is a simple illustration of how you release that love, even when you may be challenged. Even in a difficult time, you say, He came to give life. I'm going to let it flow. Would you right now, let the river of His life flow through you. Listen to the heart of a missionary. And then you be, in so many ways, the hands of Jesus.
As the Director of Missions for Life Outreach International, I've been able to travel around the continent of Africa. And it seems like everywhere I've been able to go, you just hear the stories of famine, malnutrition, starvation. We hear stories of children dying, mothers heartbroken. Grave after grave after grave we see, and these people are just so desperate. And here I am again in South Sudan, and we've heard more stories, more forms of devastation, more heartbreak. They've just had droughts. They've had even flooding coming through and just wiping out all their crops, all their livestock, everything they could have had. And here they sit, starving again. And then just the other day, they had another devastation of tribal warfare. Now the militia's hitting up. They're being run from their villages, run from their homes. You see them carrying their beds. You see them carrying pots, pans, buckets. What you don't see is food. None of these people are carrying food. Their children are starving. Mothers are crying. We need help bringing food to these people. They're dying and they're desperate. We have people on the ground here that know how to get to them. So please hear my heart today. Let's be that miracle together to bring these dear people the gift of life.
There's a man that goes to the ends of the earth. And I'm telling you, what a representative of Jesus in Life Outreach. He said goodbye to his precious wife, the mother of their beautiful daughters. I'm telling you, I was there pretty close when she left. And he keeps going and he sees these children, these families, and many of those, even most of those you see that are fleeing and being killed are Christians. They love Jesus. Missionaries led them to Christ. Now then, we're there, and our missionaries, they're literally risking lives. They were driven out to save their own lives. I mean, that was an exodus where we were just setting up feeding. Now, the feeding will move with them when they settle again. They're running for their lives. Our missionaries had to get out. Ralph had to get out. But there's a man full of the love of God, and what he's doing, he's giving life where the enemy is attacking the life that's in those people, the life of God even, just like with this disease. And yes, I believe it was an attack of Satan against people making very positive progress in the right direction. But right now, when you see what's happening there, I don't exaggerate when I tell you, you are the miracle of life for them. You really are. And I'm asking you, please, $30, $50, $100 will feed 3, 5, or 10 children. Hundreds of thousands of them and their families we've located in areas not as ravaged or as dangerous as South Sudan, but in Angola and other parts of Africa where the need is great because of drought or because of disease sometimes or just poverty. We go on with the love of God and we give them life and it changes everything. And boy, do they ever receive the Jesus who sends us. But we show them the love of God in demonstration, not just in word. We say this over and over, what the Bible says. Don't love just in word, but in deed. And you do it so well. I'm telling you that I believe that God is really raising up his body to look like Jesus. And you can't look any more like Jesus than you do when you reach out and you touch the least of these. Boy, he said, when you do it to them, you did it directly to me. You make the miracle possible. Get your bank card, go online, or dial that number. Make the very best gift you can, please. Thank you so much for doing it. From the bottom of our heart, in behalf of those you will literally save, I believe, now and forever. Thank you for that gift.
Mission Feeding began with a promise to be there in times of crisis for thousands of hurting and hungry children in their time of need. Now more than ever, we need your help to save lives by feeding and caring for children across the continent of Africa. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish our supplies to reach the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Your gift of love can be the miracle answer to a desperate mother's prayer. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 that will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you the Global Impact of Life Journal. This softcover journal includes pictures from the mission field and inspiring scriptures as a reminder of your impact in giving to bless lives around the world. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Global Impact Bible. This English Standard Version presents a fascinating guide to the impact of the best-selling book of all time, filled with quotes from well-known figures, photographs, and reproductions of fine art. It highlights the many surprising ways Scripture has shaped civilization. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our commemorative bronze sculpture, A Mother's Strength. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I sit here in this malnutrition clinic with these three mothers whose lives potentially have changed forever. Mothers desperate to see their children survive. Children fighting malnutrition. Something as simple as not enough food. So please join hands with me, with these mothers, with our staff that are here, and most importantly, with these children. With your gift of $30, you can save these three children's lives. If you can give $50 today, you can save five children. Or maybe you can find it in your heart to give $100, because that gift of $100 will bring life to 10 children. Please, do whatever you can do today. Help us to carry on our work here. Help us to continue what we've started, because there are so many lives that we still need to reach.
Well, just let Betty and me say, we sure love you. We're anxious to send you the gifts that we mentioned. You're going to love that Bible, the way God has shaped things throughout history, the way He's shaping things right now. Don't you stop praying. I can tell you, our leaders, so many in authority right now, they want God's will to be done. They want His blessings on us. Thank you for being a blessing to others, and pray that we will be in position to receive the blessings as a nation, as all our free nations, and release them to the world. Thank you so much for watching Life Today and for sharing life.
I wrote the book, but a few weeks ago I needed to read the book.
Unshakable Trust with Joyce Meyer next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.